This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. Senate opened the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday, with the House of Representatives formally presenting the articles of impeachment. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff read the charges against the president.
House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
At this hour, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is swearing in all 100 members of the Senate to act as jurors to decide President Trump's fate. The impeachment trial is expected to start in earnest next Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian police say they're investigating the possibility that America's ambassador came under illegal surveillance before being removed from her post in May. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
That comes 2 days after Democrats released documents showing Lev Parnas, an associate of personal Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani, communicated about removing Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says while it's not interfering in American political affairs, there may have been violations of Ukrainian law, and it's suggesting the FBI take part in the probe. Separately, Parnas told MSNBC President Trump was directly involved in efforts to pressure Ukraine into investigating Joe Biden. If true, that would undercut a key GOP defense of the president during the impeachment push, that his withholding of military aid to Ukraine was not a quid pro quo for investigating Biden. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The White House has denied the charges. In another development, a U.S. government watchdog agency says President Trump violated the country's spending law last year when he temporarily withheld nearly $400 million in congressionally approved military aid to Ukraine. At the same time, the Trump administration was pressing Kyiv to launch investigations to benefit the president politically. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Chinese government is applauding an interim trade agreement with the United States, but it cautions the two countries must still address key issues of mutual concern. Russian lawmakers have given their approval Thursday to President Vladimir Putin's choice of Mikhail Mishustin as the country's new prime minister. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Russia has chosen a new prime minister after President Vladimir Putin proposed a wave of constitutional changes that could extend his grip on power after leaving the presidency. Former Premier Dmitry Medvedev and his cabinet stepped down on Wednesday, making way for Mikhail Mishustin, the 53-year-old head of the tax service. He will inevitably be viewed as a possible successor to a shrunken presidency, as will members of his cabinet, many of whom are expected to be new to government. And essentially, that would give Putin the options of taking on an enhanced role as prime minister after 2024, when he's obliged to leave the presidency, pursuing a new role as head of the state council, or even becoming speaker of a new supercharged parliament.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Following its decision to abandon its commitments under the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Iran's president Hassan Rouhani says there are now no limits to the country's enrichment of uranium. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Rouhani, in a speech before heads of banks, said the nuclear program is in a better situation than it was before the nuclear arrangement with world powers. President Donald Trump withdrew from the nuclear agreement in May 2018, in part because it did not address Iran's support for armed groups across the region and its ballistic missile program. Iran continued to abide by the agreement until last summer, when it breached some limits, citing a lack of promised economic benefits. After the January 3rd airstrike that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the architect of Iran's regional military operations, it said it would abandon all restrictions in the nuclear deal. I'm Karen Chamas.
The volcano near the Philippines capital Manila is continuing to spew out plumes of smoke and ash. A UN spokesperson says nearly 40,000 people have been relocated so far to over 200 evacuation centers. Britain's Prince Harry made his first public appearance on Thursday since Queen Elizabeth acceded to the wishes of her grandson and his wife Meghan to step back from their senior royal roles. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
Prince Harry remained tight-lipped about his future on Thursday as he made his final scheduled appearance before he and his wife Meghan enter a so-called period of transition into their new roles. Last week, Harry and Meghan sparked a crisis in the British monarchy, announcing they wanted to reduce their royal duties and spend more time in North America. Following a family summit on Monday at the Queen's Sandringham estate, it was agreed that the couple would be allowed to split their time between Britain and Canada.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.